listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank the Lord for what he have done today, how he have blessed each and every one of us. He have put breath in this old clay body. He caused us to get up this morning because of his love and his understanding, his compassion that he has for us. And while we are up this morning, those of you who believe in the Lord, we need to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. And those of you who don't believe in the Lord, you need to listen and hear the word of God. If you want a change in your life, you need Jesus. I said one more time, you need Jesus in your life. He will, and I say he will, change your life, change your situation, no matter what you're going through. But if you have Jesus on your side, I always say, and the Bible said, who can be against you? I thank the Lord for this day. This truly is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, with my wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and all the family and friends of First Church Fivefold Fellowship, we said good day, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is. You have a good and a blessed day today. And we know that the Lord will do a miracle in your life. Somewhere, somehow, God will bless, God will heal, and he will deliver. If you open up your heart, open up the door, and allow the Lord to come in. Amen. And if you want to go to our website, and our website is www.churchfi.com is our website. And also on our Facebook is facebook.com/firstchurchfi is our Facebook. And my wife have a program called God News with Open Arm. And it's an open arm outreach for ladies and women that are hurting and don't have nobody to go to, nobody to turn to, nobody to talk to when you're going through something. And you can call her at 561-718-2139. It's her number. And my number is 561-718-2361. Amen. And we do, every Sunday morning, we do a Periscope that we broadcast our service live. If you just can't come in, if you have your telephone, if you download Periscope, if you get on your computer and put in periscope.net, and then you put in /user/Apostle Whitaker, and then you put in Apostle Whitaker once, and it will prompt you to put in again, and it will take you to where you'll be able to see what we have taped and put on the broadcast. And if you go to your phone and download Periscope and put in Apostle Whitaker and find us, and the services are live. Amen. We thank God for all the communication that we are able to do and how we're able to reach everybody. I know that somebody now, we are getting ready. We just got through with Thanksgiving. And like I say, I give thanks to God every day. I just don't wait to Thanksgiving by giving thanks every day. Every morning that I get up, I thank the Lord for putting breath in this old body. I thank the Lord that my wife and my children, my grandchildren, my great-grand, and get up and we are able to talk to one another. Nobody laid down and didn't get up, because we know that there are a lot of people went to bed last night. I can say it again, went to bed last night and somebody did not get up this morning. But I thank God that he thought enough for us. I thank God that he put breath in us. I thank God for his love and his compassion through his son, Jesus Christ. And we be full of the Holy Ghost and full of his precious word, that we should be and go out and tell somebody about Jesus. I know that somebody needs Jesus right now. Somebody needs to know that there is a Savior. Somebody needs to know that somebody still loves him in spite of what anybody else say, in spite of how anybody feel. Somebody loves you. Amen. And I know that Jesus Christ dearly, dearly loves us. And we are coming to the end of the year of 2015. We are getting ready to go into Christmas and getting ready to celebrate Jesus Christ's birthday. Amen. The day that he was born. I know some people have a problem, say, well, he wasn't born on the 25th. He was born on this day or that month. It does not matter. All we need to know that he was born. Amen. We don't know, might not know the year, but we know that he was alive. He was came in the flesh. And some of the things that he did for us, that's why we celebrate Jesus Christ. I'm not stuck on what day. All I know is he was born on a day. And that's all that matters. And some people did get stuck on what color and all that. I don't care what color he is. All I know is he died for me. That's all I need to know. Those are the two most important things that you need to know. That he was born, he died, and he took our sin. That's all we need to know. I don't care if he was green, purple, yellow, or whatever color he is, whatever color you want him to be. All I know is that he saved me. That's all I need. And while we're on that topic, we will be talking about why Christ died for our sins. I know there's a lot of people out there may not know why Christ died for our sins. We need to know why he sacrificed himself just for us. And not that he was taken, not that he was forced, but he did it just because he loved you and he loved me. That is why he gave up his life. And we need to celebrate every day of our lives while we are still living and still got breath in this old clay body. We need to celebrate Jesus Christ and be thankful that he died for our sins. Oh, my God. Sometimes I wonder what would have happened, where we'll be, what this world would be like if he did not die for our sins. If he decided to get off that cross, come on, somebody, because he had the power to call a whole host of angels to take him down from that cross. But yet, it's still just because he loved me and loved you, guess what? He was willing and he humbled himself to stay on that cross. Oh, so that the Father will and his word will be fulfilled. This is why I celebrate, and this is why you should celebrate Jesus Christ each and every day. And that is why I accepted him, and this is the reason why you shall accept him, because he was a friend to you, and he was a friend to me. What is it? How good can a friend who will lay down his life just for you? And we know in the period of sacrifices, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We know that the Jews or the Jewish people, and back in the Old Testament, they practiced animal sacrifice in the effort to cover their sins. We know that God allowed them to come in and bring them the goats and the sheep and all that, the firstborn and all that once a year, and they would sacrifice and God would cover their sin, but yet they'd go right back out the next day and do the same old thing over and over and over again. And God got tired of that. Same old thing that we do. It's like we're doing today. We keep sinning over and over and over. But thank God for his grace and thank God for his compassion. Thank God for his love. I'm trying to help somebody understand. You may be in sin right now. You may say, I don't want Jesus Christ. You may say, I don't want to hear nothing about Jesus Christ. But you better be thankful that God got some grace and God got some mercy, that he have not took nobody out yet because of your disobedience, because of your stubbornness, because you don't want to believe in the word of God, because the word of God is the truth. But we want to thank God that he loves us, and we want to thank God that he looked down upon us with such love in his heart, with such compassion, that he allowed us to do what we need to do. But yet and still, I know that my Lord and Savior, no matter what we do, he's still waiting for somebody right now to turn their life around. And we know that it was Jesus Christ who, upon his ultimate sacrifice, yes, he paid the price that we could not pay. And the Father was looking for something, looking for some way out so that he would not bring his wrath upon us. But yet his Son, my God, I thank him right now. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you right now. But his Son decided to come upon this earth in the form of a flesh and man and lay down his life so that we may have eternal life. That's why I thank him. Let me thank him one more time. If you don't want to thank him, boy, let me tell you, you ought to be happy. You ought to be shouting. You ought to be praising God that we don't have to go through what Jesus Christ went through. Come on, somebody, on the day that he was died. And now we do have some scripture passages that will ensure that the atonement of sacrifice is the final sacrifice to be paid. There's no other sacrifice that you need to make, and no other sacrifice that nobody else need to make in order for our sins, come on, for our sins to be forgiven. Jesus Christ had paid the price once and for all. And he is not coming back to do it all over again. Once and for all, it is completely done. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And that's why I praise him that the way I do. That's why I lift up the name of Jesus. I lift up high. I'm going to speak loud. I'm going to cry out with a loud voice that somebody hear how good Jesus Christ is. My God, my God. But we need to know that there are some benefits that we receive as believers of God's holy word. And I know that every word and every promise that God has made, his word does not go out and come back void. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you like it or don't like it. But the word of God go out and it does accomplish what it set out to do. And I am a prime example of that word that went out and accomplished what it said. And I remember when the young lady spoke those words in my ear and told me that the Lord showed her that I was going to be a preacher. Yes, she did. And immediately I got upset. I got mad like a lot of y'all do when the word come, but you know it's the truth. I got upset and told her I was going out and get drunk. I don't believe a word that she said because God ain't told her nothing like that. Look at me now. Come on, somebody. Somebody say amen. Look at me now. And I know a lot of y'all have heard the word of God has been spoken in your life. It's been prophesied. But let me tell you, the word of God, it will accomplish what it needs to be done. And I thank God. I thank God that there are some benefits that I had to realize when I received the word of God. That really changed my mind. It's some benefits that I didn't like what Satan was trying to give me. It was some benefits that I didn't agree with Satan. But everything that Jesus promised and every benefit through the word of God that God showed me, guess what? I agree with it. That's why I changed my life. That's the problem. Some of y'all don't know the benefits of the word of God. Some of y'all don't know when you change your life, what kind of benefits that you get. You talking about a 401k, you talking about retirement. Man, this is the best retirement plan I ever seen in my life. You can't get no better than this. Amen. I don't care how much money you got. It can't buy your way into heaven. You can't not steal your way into heaven. Come on, you can't break into heaven. I know that what God give us is a free gift, and all we have to do is receive that gift that God has for us. Now, let's get into some scriptural principle on why Jesus Christ died for our sins. That somebody may be over this airways when I get through with the word of God. Somebody may say, call in and say, hey, I need Jesus. I know every time I turn around on the radio, everybody be calling in for prayer. And I want nobody calling for prayer. I want somebody calling in and say, I need Jesus. I need the Lord in my life. What good is praying if you're still in sin? Come on, somebody. What good if you're going to profit the whole world and your soul go to hell? I need somebody to call in and say, I'm lost and I'm tired of being lost and I need to be found. I need Jesus. He's been knocking at my door. I need to let him in. And now we will help you, lead you unto the Lord. In the scriptural principle in Genesis 3 and 21, we know from the beginning that God required an animal sacrifice to cover sin. Why? Because it says in chapter 3 and verse 21, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord make coats of skin and clothe them. When Adam and Eve knew that they was naked and they sewn fig leaves to cover them up. So they were trying to cover their sin. So what God said, the leaves was not enough. So he took the blood, and that blood represents Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. And he took that and he covered them. He had to cover, so we want to cover the sins. But we need to understand sometimes that covering is just not enough. Because sometimes when we know that we can cover, then we want to continue to do the same old thing again. This is why God had a problem with the blood sacrifice they were doing with the animals, because all it did was cover the sins. It just covered the sins. And once it's covered, guess what? Once we realize that the sins was covered, then I know I can go out and do them again. Then once again, at the end of the year, all I got to do is make my sacrifice and go to God, and he'll cover my sins again. So that's like giving a license to sin. We don't have a license to sin no more. We have no excuse to sin no more because of what Jesus Christ have done. And we know that the Mosaic law requires an animal sacrifice to cover sins. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, "Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not to come to destroy, but to fulfill." Now here Jesus Christ is telling him, said, look, I didn't come to destroy the law. I come to fulfill the law. And the law had to be fulfilled because of the word of God said that it will be fulfilled. Every promise that God had made to us in his word, it will come to pass. Some have already come to pass, and some still are getting ready to come to pass. But let me tell you, if you don't know, and this world will burn up before the word of God does not come to pass. Everything that God said, every promise that God made us, yes, it will come to pass. I'm trying to tell you, see, this is what convinced me in order for me to be saved, that what God promised me, and he promised, and he keep his word. Now, here's the problem. We are the one who do not keep our word with God. And we promise God this, and we promise God that. We promise God, I'm going to get up and go to church. I promise God, if you bless me, I'll serve you. Lord, I promise you get out of this situation. Lord, I'll serve you. Lord, if y'all promise, if you give me finances, I'll serve you. But the minute we get those blessings, and we get healed, and we get delivered, for some reason or another, we forget all about the promises that we made God until we get in trouble again. And once we get in trouble again, now I want to fall on my knees. Now I want to pray some more. God get tired of us promises and does not keep his, our word. And Jesus said, I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill the word of God. An animal sacrifice only covers sin. It never washes it away. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 4. It says, for it's not possible that the blood of the bulls and the goats should take away the sin. So the blood that the goats and the bull did does not wash away sin. Amen. Does not wash away sin at all. It does not. It does not. You on the air, caller?
Yes, I would like to ask a question.
Could you turn the radio down a little bit?
I would like to ask a question.
Yes.
And good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
What about people that are still practicing animal sacrifices and think that they are doing the right thing?
Well, according to the word of God, they're not. Animal sacrifice does not wash away, does not cover, does not take away anything. Jesus Christ has already done it. So they practicing it because they're practicing witchcraft. That's what they're doing. They're doing
right,
something.
Some people, that's right. Because of their practices, their culture, how they were raised.
Yes.
So I think that you need to speak to that person that still believe that animal sacrifices are going to save them and get them into heaven, which it should be canceled. It's null and void because of what Christ died for, which is our sins.
Amen. So animal sacrifice, that's a form of witchcraft. If somebody trying to do some witchcraft on somebody, and you have a lot of religion that does the animal and sacrifice the goats and the roosters and the chicken and all that to put a curse on somebody, but it does not work because it does not have no power. There's no power in the blood of an animal. God got rid of that when Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross. So those that are doing it, you need to stop, and if you really want Jesus Christ, you need to let the blood of Christ that does the washing. It's the power of the blood of Christ that does the cleansing. It's the power of the blood of Christ that does the healing. It's the power of the blood of Christ that delivers. No animal sacrifice, no animal blood cannot, will not, and shall not get you into heaven. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing but the
Amen.
Blood.
Amen. So thank you for that. I just wanted to throw that out there, and I knew you would have a response to it.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. I sure appreciate it. I love you, darling.
Love you, too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen. Amen. Animal sacrifice. You're just wasting the time with the animal sacrifice. But we go to Matthew 10 and 10, and it says, by which we are sanctified, we are made holy through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. There's no other way that you can get to heaven. There's no other sacrifice that you can make Jesus Christ, through his body, through him being shed of his blood, that's the only blood that made us holy. That's the only blood that sanctified us. That's the only blood that set us apart from everybody else. If you are a believer of Jesus Christ. So you need to know there is a requirement in order to be up under the blood. And that is you have to be a believer. Now blood, come on now, washes away sin. And we're going to get into that and understand that Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, what he did, he humbled himself in such a way, knowing that he was facing death, knowing that he had the power to get off that cross if he spoke the word, knowing that angels could have came, knowing that he didn't have to die because he committed no sin, he committed no crime, he was an innocent man, but yet, just because he was and is your friend and that he loved you just that much, he decided to humble himself. And Philippians 2:8, and being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to death, even to the death of the cross. And Christ did tell Nicodemus the reason for his death in John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the clincher right there. That seals the deal right there. And that I should not perish, and I should have everlasting life. And that is that's what clinches right there for me. That I know that I'm not going into the lake of fire. I'm not going to burn in hell for the rest of my life. Come on, somebody. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. This is what we got to understand. But the world through him might be saved. That's the only way you can be saved is through Jesus Christ. You can't get saved through Buddha, nobody else but Jesus Christ. And Jesus' sacrifice is the preparation for all sins that Jesus had paid for all sin. 1 John 2:2 says, and he is the preparation for our sin, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. He had paid for your sins. All you have to do is be obedient, believe in him, accept Jesus Christ, and now you are in the blood of the atonement. You don't have to sacrifice sin no more. You don't have to sacrifice no animal. It's already done through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, we need to look at to the benefits of Jesus Christ and the reason why he suffered and what is included in these benefits. And included in these benefits, if you don't know, let me explain it to you. You have a direct access to our Creator through worship and prayer. That the veil that separated God and man in the temple was torn in half upon Jesus' death. Jesus' death on the cross bridged the gap between you and the Father. In Matthew 27:50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And when he yielded up the ghost, the veil then split from the bottom. It split from the top to the bottom. So therefore, could no man say that he split it. It was a divine supernatural act that went in the temple and split the veil from the top to the bottom. So therefore, we don't have to go to no priest. We don't have to get in no booth and confess my sin to no man. Now we have direct access. I can fall on my knees. Come on, somebody. And I can pray to Jesus Christ right now and ask forgiveness of my sin. I don't need nobody to tell me whether I'm forgiven or not. And then the other benefit is that righteousness that we attain through Jesus Christ enable us to become worthy of receiving the rewards in heaven. In Revelation 22:12, it says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. So now you're going to get your rewards according to your works, not according to my works. Not according to how I pray, not according to how I speak in tongue and lay hand, but according to what you're doing. So now what works are you doing for Jesus? Are you just talking? Are you just working? This is how you're going to get your reward. So we need to understand that I got to do some works in order to get reward. Even when you go on a job, you got to work before you get a paycheck. Ain't nobody just gonna give you a paycheck, but you got to work 8 hours to get 8 hours pay. Come on now, you just can't call in sick every day and think you're gonna get a full salary. It don't work like that. So it's a work that we have to do, but you have to believe in Jesus Christ. And Jesus' sacrifice and death freed us from sin, enable us to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. That's why he died for us. So we won't perish. We have everlasting life. All you got to do is believe in him and accept Jesus Christ through the promises. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church 5-Fold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 2855 Brighton Street. If you want to call, give me a call at 561-718-2361. If you need a ride, call that number. We were more than happy to pick you up. Our Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow, and our morning service starts at 11 a.m. If you don't have a good home, looking for a good church home, this is the place to be there. We teach the Word of God. This is Chief Apostle Brandon Whitaker, First Church 5-Fold Fellowship. Here we go. We're getting ready to leave. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Have a blessed day. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
Song of ice will rise. Oh, how constant.